As I mentioned at the beginning of the liturgy today, today the Archdiocese celebrated the ordination of two men to the priesthood, and a very joyful celebration for the Archdiocese, two wonderful gentlemen that have given themselves over years now to prepare themselves for this moment, and now they're sent forth to do their work. And I think, you know, preparing for this weekend, one of the things that kind of sat on my heart with that is all the promises that they make, everything that is said with regards to the homily and in the ritual really has very little to do with them personally, but is focused in on what it is they will do. That they're being sent forth for a particular purpose, to take up a particular office among the people for the proclamation of the gospel and for the sanctifying of God's holy ones. That their vocation really isn't about them or what it brings to them, as important as their role may be, but is really oriented towards other people. The sacramental priesthood of Jesus Christ is oriented towards the common priesthood, or the priesthood of the holy people of God, and the proclamation of the good news to all. That's true of every vocation, not just priesthood, whether that be marriage, whether that be a particular form of life that is taken on. Vocation is never oriented towards oneself. It's always oriented towards the other. And it is always rooted in our fundamental vocation as Christian people to know, love, and serve God with everything that we have and with all that we are, and to love our neighbor as ourselves, and to recognize in that the very source of who we are. Today we celebrate Trinity Sunday. And the two Sundays every year that follow the great solemnity of Pentecost is the solemnity of the Most Holy Trinity, and the next weekend we'll celebrate the solemnity of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ, or Corpus Christi. And though historically, I don't know that it was really set up in this particular way, in Pentecost we have the great sending forth of the church on mission. We have the birthday of the church. The church finds itself, is oriented, and becomes church the moment the doors of the upper room open and they go out into the world to proclaim the gospel. And I believe that to some degree, as it has been given to us in the liturgy, both this celebration of the Most Holy Trinity and next weekend's celebration of the Most Holy Body and Blood of Christ reminds us of what it is that we need in our lives to sustain that vocation of proclamation. That if we are really to be people that proclaims the gospel to all nations, if we are going to be a people that overcomes fear and with the power of the Spirit allows us to go out and speak of the goodness of Jesus Christ and the salvation that he offers, then these two feasts speak of what we have to be rooted in if we're going to be faithful in doing that. Next weekend, we reflect on the Eucharist itself. But this weekend, we focus in on the Holy Trinity. And what is always striking about this feast, this is kind of an idea feast. We celebrate a feast in which we recognize who our God is, that God is one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. Three persons, yet one God, undivided in majesty. One God that draws us into one holy people. And at the heart of that is the belief that our God is not static, but a relationship. A constant giving. A pouring out of love from the Father to the Son, who revels in that love and returns it. And in that mutual giving is the gift of the Spirit himself. And yet when we listen to our readings today, our readings have nothing to do with that. Our readings instead are focused in on our relationship to that God, who is one in a trinity of persons. I love our first reading today. Our first reading, Moses stands before God and basically says, if it pleases you, would you make your dwelling among us? We are a stiff-necked people, a sinful people, a broken people. But if it pleases you, would you walk with us? And of course, the whole of salvation history is the Lord's answer of yes, I will. I will make my dwelling place among my own creation. We are a stiff-necked people. We are a people that often places ourselves before others, that speaks to God in a manner that doesn't really recognize who God is or who we are. And yet God still chooses to walk with us, to journey with us. In our second reading, we are told that the way that we live out our Christian faith is ultimately lived out in the way that we choose to be with one another in community. Do we speak words of peace? Do we seek out reconciliation and say that we're sorry? Do we seek out the experience of forgiveness in the midst of our sin? Do we seek to be people who heals and draws together? And finally, is in our gospel, is the simple affirmation that we really hear in our first reading as well. God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son so that you and I might be saved. I think ultimately the message of Trinity Sunday as we contemplate the mystery of our God is also really a call to recognize that we really are only fully human and fully ourselves, certainly fully Christian, when we stay committed to striving to live in right relationship with God and in right relationship with others. To recognize that even in my experience of stubbornness and sin, in the ways that I can assert myself over others, that even in the midst of all of that, God still walks with us. And in gratitude for the generosity of God in that, that I strive to live a life that is more compassionate, forgiving, and also seeks forgiveness in the many ways that I fail. That living in community and relationship in our homes, in our larger community, but particularly in the experience of church, is what defines us as a Catholic Christian community in the community in which we live. It's what allows us to be an instrument of salvation in the lives of others that surround us. And we cannot do this by ourselves, not just because I need the help. We can't be church alone. We have to do that with one another. And so just as God has chosen to make his dwelling with us, so we need to choose to make our dwelling with other people in prayer, in sacrament, and in the ways that we strive to be an instrument of goodness, life, peace, holiness, forgiveness in the lives of other people. Amen.